From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The White House is working to clear the release of a secret Republican memo alleging FBI bias against President Donald Trump, disregarding a warning from the top U.S. law enforcement agency. The Senate's number three Republican, John Thune, urged his colleagues to allow the Senate Intelligence Committee to review the document and to heed the FBI's concerns before making it public. The top Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives has called for the removal of the Republican chairman, Devin Nunes, saying he had acted dishonestly in altering a memo about the Russia probe. U.S. Special Envoy on North Korea Joseph Yoon said the United States was seeking a peaceful resolution of the North Korean crisis.
Our policy is very much for peaceful resolution of the North Korean nuclear crisis. We've said it over and over again. What we want to see is a dialogue.
However, Yoon said on Thursday, all options remain on the table for solving the nuclear standoff with Pyongyang. Poland's Senate has backed legislation regulating Holocaust speech that has sparked a diplomatic dispute with Israel. Russell Stone is professor emeritus at the American University Center for Israel Studies.
It appears that what the Polish government was trying to do was to cleanse the image that Poland was in some way complicit.
The bill calls for up to 3 years in prison for any intentional attempt to falsely attribute the crimes of Nazi Germany to the Polish state or Polish people. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Lee Young-hee, the U.N.